network parlay because it has not removed what the company calls egregious content. Parlay calls itself an unbiased free speech social network. It's popular with people banned from Twitter. U.S. President Donald Trump has been banned permanently from Twitter following his supporters ransacking the U.S. Capitol in a siege in which several people died. Google says Parlay has not removed posts which could incite violence. Apple has also warned Parlay it will remove it from its App Store if it doesn't temper its content. On Parlay, the app's chief executive said, quote, "We won't cave to politically motivated companies and those authoritarians who hate free speech." Parlay was launched in 2018 and became popular among Trump supporters and other conservatives, including Fox News host Sean Hannity and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Conservatives have frequently criticized Twitter and Facebook for censoring their speech. Twitter has removed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, suggesting coronavirus vaccines made in the United States and Britain are untrustworthy. Twitter said the post violates its rules. The supreme leader's tweet said this: "Importing vaccines made in the U.S. or in the U.K. is prohibited. They're completely untrustworthy. It is not unlikely they would want to contaminate our nations." That's the end of his tweet. And he added in another tweet, actually it was the same tweet, "Given our experience with France's HIV-tainted blood supplies, French vaccines aren't trustworthy either." Twitter later removed the tweet and replaced it with a message that said it was no longer available because it violated the Twitter rules. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A plane thought to have 62 people on board lost contact after taking off from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, on Saturday, and rescuers said suspected debris has been found in the sea off the city. The Boeing 737-500 lost contact shortly after taking off, a search and rescue official told local television. Greece's conservative government has submitted a bill to parliament to extend the western limit of its territorial waters in the Ionian Sea to 12 nautical miles, following negotiations with its regional neighbors Italy and Albania. The bill, submitted late on Friday, would extend its western territorial waters from 6 nautical miles currently. It would not affect waters in the Aegean, off Greece's southern and eastern coasts, where Athens has been in dispute with its NATO ally Turkey over maritime boundaries. And three people were killed after an avalanche struck a ski resort near a Russian Arctic city, the local branch of Russia's Emergency Services Ministry said. The bodies of two adults and a young child were found as part of a search and rescue mission involving 242 people and 29 vehicles, the ministry said in a statement. On Saturday, a 14-year-old boy was also hospitalized with frostbite. Osaka and its surrounding prefectures asked Japan to expand a state of emergency to the western cities in an effort to contain the latest COVID-19 outbreak, while Tokyo's new daily infections keep above 2,000 cases on Saturday. The country's economy minister told media the situation in the western cities of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo were severe, and the declaration of a wider state of emergency was being considered after requests from the city's governors. The White House Coronavirus Task Force said there could be a new variant of the virus that evolved in the United States and is driving spread. CNBC reported this on Friday, citing a document obtained by NBC News. The recent spike in cases has been at nearly twice the rate seen in the spring and summer seasons, according to this report. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Again, that's voanews.com for more on these and other stories. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
VOA 1.